Hello everyone, this is Winston with the Creativity Cocktail, powered by Rising Tide Charity. Thought I would take a couple of moments and just really talk about the blessings that I have in life and the gratitude that I have in life. As many of you know, I celebrated a milestone recently where I turned 50 years old, 50 years old, or 50 años. And it was really cool. My family came from New York. I had unbelievable amount of people in my home, which was great. It was something I probably never experienced, having that many close family members in the house at the same time. I don't know if many of you've experienced that, but it's really cool that every room, everyone's just getting together and eating dinner together and talking about food and television and everything, even politics together. It was just really a moment I will never forget. And then we had an event, and the event was awesome. Had lots of friends and family that came to the event. It was so well received that it was packed. There wasn't any spaces left, which I thought was great. And we had a lot of fun, and I surprised Cherry with a officiant there, and there's a lot of video on it, so I won't spoil it for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about. Just wait for the video. The video was great, and it was a really special moment. So as I get here and at this point in life, it's interesting because, first of all, where I came from, there's a lot of people who I grew up with who haven't seen 50. Or they've seen 50 in much different circumstances where they've had to deal with more things than I've had to deal with, where they've had to deal with all of the things that come about when you grew up in the environment that I grew up in. It was an interesting environment because it was tough, but it was had a certain level of balance and a certain level of familiar to it, a certain level of family environment to it. As I sit here 50, I sometimes give myself a hard time, and those of you who know me know that I probably do this visibly or verbally. When someone says something complimentary to me, I will almost dismiss it and get a bit defensive. You know, for years people say, "Oh, you're pretty smart," and all that, and I'd be like, "What?" Because where I grew up with, that was denoted to mean something negative. But as I've gotten to this point, I tell you, I just had to take a moment back and thank God for all of the grace he's bestowed upon me and all the blessings that I've had around, because it's been a lot. There's been a lot of accomplishments going way back, but I won't bore you with all of those things. You know, call me or send me an email. I'll bore you then. However, there's been a lot of recent accomplishments that's just been amazing. Putting together theater shows on my own for the most part with the help of some great actors has been an amazing accomplishment. Working on nonprofits with some great people and helping them to find their vision and what they needed to get done, that's been great. And then even beyond that, just really having a network here in this city, which has become my home. And the network goes from Alpharetta down to Griffin, Georgia. It goes all the way across from Augusta, all the way to Birmingham, in every direction. And just to have that kind of network that's just in every direction of really wonderful people that I know and that are doing great things in the city is amazing. And it's one of the things that gives me energy. When I wake up in the morning, I have a ton of things to do, and those things are really around how do I continue to craft a vision with these great people that I have that are around me. So everybody who is listening to this, if you're a creative person or you're an entertainment person that I've known, you have given me something. You have given me a gift of energy and excitement. It's like you've been pumping something into my veins. It's like you're my drug. So I appreciate every single one of you. I really do. I just, I remarked the other day is that I love sometimes where I'm on these calls and I get to hear about creative things, or I go to these meetings and there are all these people who are doing things, whether it's in film or stage or writing or any other kind of creative pursuit, and they're just doing these things and they're just really in the world. And here's my thing, and if you heard me say this face to face with you, forgive me for saying it again, but every single one of us have been created or has been created to create something on this earth. We have not been created for us to sit here and wait for stuff to come to us, or wait for somebody else to fix a thing, or to just consume the creations of someone else. That's part of it. But every single one of us, no matter who you do or who you are and what you do, you are someone to create something. So that creativity might be something simple. It might be creating a phenomenal meal for your loved one. It might be creating a story or an application that will help to make something more effective. Every single one of us are like that. And I hurt a lot of times when I hear people who are not doing that. You know, I had a young woman come up to me one recently. I was in a meeting, and it was almost like an argument, because she came up to me and she said, "So what do you do?" If anyone here has listened to my voice, you know people do that all the time. Like, what do you do? And I told her, well, let me tell you who I am. And I started to talk to her about who I am and what I love and what are those things that are giving me energy every day. And she didn't like it. She wanted to know, like, what was some job that I had? And because her world was defined by a job, and then by whatever job, then there's a title associated with that job. And then whatever title with that title, there's an opinion or a view about how much money that must mean. And I just got sick of doing that. That's not who I am. I am not the things that I do. I am who I am, and then I do things. So it was almost like an argument, but she didn't want to talk to me for the rest of the night. And so I didn't get a networking opportunity there. But that's okay, because if every single one of you who are out there, you are who you are, but more than what you are by what some other person's told your title is, or what your W-2 says who you are. You're not that person. That stuff helps you get to what you are, or get to help your family where it needs to be. But it's not who you are all the way. It's the stuff you do. And you might be very good at it. You might be very specialized. You might love it in a way where it has become who you are. But that's not the case for everybody. So who you are is an important thing. And hopefully here at the Creativity Cocktail, we've got a great slew of people that are coming. Some people are coming back to the show, which is great to hear. And great, you'll love some of the people who are coming back. It's just such an amazing thing that there are so many people out there who are not, I don't like to use the word hustling, but who are living a purpose-driven life, where their purpose is not just really all about them. And every moment they do something to help each other, it's like they see the bounty of that and the abundance of that grow more than what they thought it was when it was. You know, there's a lot of theories out there. I hear it all every day. You probably hear it all every day. Work on you. Make sure you're good. Forget everybody else. Make sure your stuff is right. And I guess that is helpful to people who have been hurt with certain things in life, who have gone through some trauma and something dramatic. But my opinion is that there's more bounty and more glory in helping the world. Just like Jesus says, you know, love one another like I have loved you. Like, I don't know, like, Bible verses. Like, you could trip me up in 2 seconds by trying to talk to me about some Bible verses. However, that is the one thing that I've heard that has shaped my life. And so, if that means I don't get all of my stuff done, then that's okay. But what I've found is that when I use that principle as the basis of what's going on in life, what I wanted to get done in a lot of cases wasn't as important as I thought it was. where it was all about me, and if I did this, then I'd feel good. It wasn't all about me. And the other thing is that happiness is right now. I choose right now, regardless of what's going on in the world, that happiness is here right now. When I look at all the things that's happened so far, there is no choice but to be happy. And sure, I've had a bunch of stuff that's occurred, a bunch of drama and traumatic things. But if I dwell on those things, and those are stories, and then I'm coping with those stories, and I'm not creating new possibilities in life. So I thank you all for taking a few moments and listening to how I feel about this moment in life. I am so joyous. I feel like if I was right here in front of you, I would look at you dead in the eye and tell you that I love you and that I appreciate you, even if I don't know you that much. All I know is that way is such a beautiful way to be. So yes, your boy is 50 years old, but there's like decades more of awesome things to come. And I hope you join me on that journey, because I want to join you on yours as well. Again, this is Winston with the Creativity Cocktail, powered by Rising Tides Charity. Make sure you stay in the loop on all the great stuff that we've got going on. And I'll talk to you all soon. And I love you very much.